The significance of what we found is that the pathways and the markers of the different osteoblast developmental states are the same ones known to be important in human bone development and in human bone disease. And it suggests that there's nothing inherently unique about zebrafish on a genetic basis. It's just how their networks are set up that use the same genes that are present in humans. So if we could apply some of the lessons we've learned from zebrafish into humans, maybe we could coax human tissue, human bone, to also balance this need for growth and reforming bone and develop more effective regenerative therapeutics.